Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning. Happy Sunday. You're tuning in to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for listening. Let me ask you a question. How many of you out there feel you would be working the rest of your life, never retire wealthy, but are too fearful to make a change? If that's you, congratulations, you're in the majority. I was there, my friends, but it took me 2 years to figure out that A, I was not going to hit my retirement number by the time I was 60, and I wasn't asking for 10 figures, trust me, and B, that corporate America would always bleed more out of me annually. They had done it for 15 years. They were going to continue to keep doing that over and over again. Only when I turned to real estate investment did I realize I had nothing to lose but everything to gain. All I had to do was get started. Starting is the hardest part, my friends. Let me ask you a second question. Do you know what the number one response when you ask a real estate investor if they have any regrets? Do you say, hey, do you have any regrets about real estate, about investing in real estate instead of the stock market? You know what they say? To a person, every one of them will say, the only regret I have is I wish I had started sooner. That is so true, my friends. You know what my biggest regret is? I wish I had started sooner, but I finally did start. I've got a guest this morning who's a fairly new real estate investor, but in a short amount of time, this gentleman has accomplished quite a bit, but I want you to hear his story. Nate, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Mike, for having me.
I'm happy to do so. I saw your case study a few weeks ago, and immediately I said, you know what? I'd like to get this guy on the show. Let's talk to him. So, Nate, we all come to real estate investing from different angles. What led you to invest in single-family homes?
Several things, right? Lots of different things kind of made us come to this decision. But, I mean, it even goes back as far as, like, high school when I had seen – I grew up with one of my best friends, and her dad was into real estate. Seeing the lifestyle they could live, the money that they had coming in, I knew I wanted to do that at some point. So fast forward to last year when I joined, I was in, and I'm still working in sales right now, but just wasn't making enough money. We've got five kids.
Yeah,
I'm working, you know, 5 days a week. And we need some more income. So that's really ultimately why we decided. And then on top of that, you know, I do want to retire early. I've always said 50 is when I want to retire, but now I have a much more aggressive goal now that I actually have a map and a plan.
Yeah, now that you can see it, right? Once you start investing in real estate, that's kind of what happened for me. I was like, wow, I have a path. This is actually working. So yeah, five kids. They're expensive. They don't get cheaper. They get more expensive. You actually, I felt like I got a pay raise once my littlest were out of the diapers and the formula years. But the truth is those teenage years will crush you. So, all right. So you always kind of had the thought about investing in real estate. That was the same for me. I just never did it. How did you find Lifestyles Unlimited itself?
So I had actually, with the current company I'm with, I took a new position. And that position took me from Toledo, Ohio, where we are from and we've lived our whole lives. And they asked me to move to Dallas, Texas. Coming down here, one of the guys I worked with within the company was a Lifestyles Challenge member. And he had kind of known some of my background and stuff, and we were just talking about that. And I was really interested. So one of my buddies got me involved. He kept telling me, go to this 2-day seminar, go to the 2-day seminar, and you'll understand it. Because he's talking about all these different things you learn over that two-day seminar, right? And it didn't make sense. A lot of it didn't make sense. And I'm asking more and more questions. And he says, go to the seminar, go to the seminar. So finally I did, and it kind of came full circle and understood it much better.
So friend at work told you, I love our community. I've seen that so many times. I know leads now that were standing around basically at work around the coffee pot and talking about real estate. And 10 years later, the guys own 3 or 4 apartment complexes. So you were able to do the 2-day in person pre-COVID, I take it?
Yes. Yeah, I did it back about a year ago. So February, I think I did it, 2020.
Yeah, you might have been
before it hit.
Might have been in that last group before we had to go virtual. I just completed, I just did the 2-day again. I do it every 18 months, every 2 years or so. And I did the 4-part online. And you always still, no matter how many times you've attended or listened, you always pick up something. Tell me about that 2-day. What, anything stood out different that you'd learned that maybe counterintuitive to what you thought?
I guess the biggest thing was, you know, I always worried about my debt to income ratio because, you know, I'm not making a couple $100,000 a year, and I didn't quite understand how you could own multiple houses, you know, off of the income that I had. So I think that was probably the biggest eye opening. And then the different avenues we take to get money, borrow money.
That debt to income is counterintuitive, and that struck me as well, because the crazy thing is people think, okay, we buy another house, it's a $150,000 house, and we've got $100,000 in debt on that home, so our debt to income increases, but it actually reduces, because once the property has a resident living in it, your income goes up. So what's crazy is the more houses you own, and we put leverage on every one of them, we don't pay cash on every one of them. The more houses you own, the more you can buy, the better you look on paper. So yeah, Nate, that was a big one for me as well. We'll come right back after a short break. We're talking to Nate, real estate investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we'll get into some interesting facts on his properties. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Happy to be with you this morning. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name's Mike Harrison. We're talking real estate investing with Nate here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you have any questions for Nate or myself, please give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you. Number's 855-497-4373. 855-497-4335, or email me, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. And one more reminder, if you miss any part of this show or like to go back and see some of our other shows or case studies, right? That's where I kind of met Nate virtually, was on the case study. Our case studies are on our YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube and type in Lifestyles Unlimited. There's also a link to our website on that YouTube channel, which will take you to the lifestylesunlimited.com, our website. Click on the radio button, and you can get this show and a ton of other shows there. So, Nate, when we left off, we were talking about our two-day seminar, and that's where we teach new investors or even seasoned investors like myself. I take that class at least every 18 months. But we were talking about that education piece, which literally start to finish. You do single-family homes on day one, and then you do multifamily homes on day two. Anything else that stood out in that two-day seminar?
I think knowing that, you know, multifamily is really the end game, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then how much better the numbers can be with the multifamily, I would say that really stuck out.
Right. There was one thing that stood out for me that hit, because I was Mr. 401k guy, right? Mr. IRA guy. And they were just a percentage of my income every month flowed into that. And we got into a discussion where, okay, you take 25 grand and you put it in the stock market. And let's say it earns 5% in, so that year, 25,000, let me get my trusty calculator out, times 5%. Okay, $1,250. But you take the same 25 grand, and again, we don't count on appreciation, but you buy a house worth 150, but again, you're only out of pocket 25 grand. And let's say you have that same 5% return, right? Appreciation. It's just one way. That's $7,500. So you can make 1,250, or you can make 7,500 on the same investment, just one way, off of appreciation. I thought that was incredibly powerful, and we're going to see some appreciation coming up here in the near future. I promise you. So, Nate, what's your portfolio today?
Right now, I just have two houses. First one I bought back in May down in the Duncanville area, and then I just closed on one January 4th that's under rehab currently.
Okay, yeah, that's the one I saw pictures of, that second one. Okay, tell me about the first home. How'd you find that?
So I found that with the email blast that the Lifestyles Realtors send out.
Yep.
And it came through, and there was a showing on it that day or the next day, I forget. But I went to the showing. There's multiple people at this showing. And then you decide if you want to, you know, buy the house or not. There was two people, me and one other guy, and we actually flipped a coin for it, and I won the house. So that's how I bought my first house.
I love it. What was your first thought as soon as that coin flip hits and you get it? Was it excitement, or was it like, oh, now what do I do?
I would say a little bit of both. You know, being my first house, you know, the steps it takes, you know, you're very nervous. But definitely excited. And then, you know, I had my mentor to walk me through every step, plus the stuff that I learned. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was good.
Get some butterflies. So was your wife there with you when the coin flip hit and you were going to purchase this house?
She was not. She is super supportive, but, I do a lot of this stuff on my own while she's, you know, like I said, we got five kids, so she's pretty busy with that.
Right. Right. So you basically called and said, hey, honey, we're buying a rent home.
Yep. She knew I was going down there to look at it. I told her we won the coin toss. So
nice. Excellent. What was there some rehab involved in this property?
Yeah. So I bought the house for $143,300. There's about $29,400 in rehab. It was just cosmetic. There was nothing real serious with the house. It was just in rough shape from the people living there.
Gotcha.
So the other thing with when we purchased it, and again, mentor helped out tremendously, was the people were supposed to be out of the house on closing day.
Right.
But they had so much stuff that they came back and they said, hey, we need some more time. So we actually had to do a lease back for a week, and we held some of their money in escrow to make sure if there's any additional expenses after they moved out, they didn't move stuff or left stuff there. So that was kind of an interesting thing to walk through with the mentor.
Yeah, and that would shock a first-time investor. And if you didn't have that support group, you'd probably make a mistake in that spot right there. So you had your mentor to walk you through to hold additional funds in escrow and do the lease back. That's nice support. So they get everything out within that 1 week?
I did have to use some of the escrow money. They did leave some things behind. I think I ended up using about $600 or $700. So had we not walked through that with the mentor and held some of that money, I would have been out my pocket.
Yeah, exactly. So excellent. I bought a house that was essentially a hoarder house. And to my surprise, there was nothing we can do. We closed and you go to your house, right? You got the key at closing and they moved out, but they just left everything. Not everything, but it was a dumpster. I mean, a 30-yard dumpster full. But those things happen. The house was in great shape other than having to cart off and get a little bit of labor, but it took us a few hours. We got it out. So what's this home cash flowing once you got everything paid? What are you making your return on the each month?
This one's cash flowing about $450 a month.
Nice. Not bad. And then your total out of pocket?
This one was around $40,000. It was higher than what I'm trying to do, my plan, but
yeah,
how it worked out.
Okay, so 450 times 12, $5,400 cash on cash return, and let's divide that by 40,000. It's still 13.5% return. There is nothing wrong with a 13.5% return, tax free. So it probably feels more like a 16 or 17% return. So your first home, you're adding an additional $450 a month to the bottom line. How's that feel?
Feels good. Feels real good, and just kind of piggyback off of what you said earlier with the 401k, and you're making some money, right? But you're not seeing any of that money. Here, I'm seeing that money. It's going into my bank account every month, so I can do whatever I want with it.
Exactly. Perfect. Nate, we'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. My name is Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're talking with Nate, who is a real estate investor here in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you have any questions for Nate or myself, our number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email. I do respond personally to each and every email I get. askmike@luinc.com. So, Nate, when we left off, we were talking about the first home you purchased about a year ago, and that home is cash flowing an additional $450 a month straight to the bottom line, straight to your family. How is that $450? Dollars, those extra 450, how's that changed your lifestyle?
Yeah, so we put a pool in. Doug and put a brand new pool in at our house. The plan was to maybe pay for that pool cash to begin with.
Right.
Instead, we decided to go ahead and put it into two houses. But this first house, the 450, it almost covers the entire pool now. So It's been nice, especially with these hot summers here.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, coming down from up north, you come to that your first Texas summer, you're probably going, good Lord, what is this place? Yeah, it gets pretty hot. So your kids, when you made the announcement, hey, kids, we're getting a pool, how'd they take it?
They were super happy. That was part of the deal of getting them down here. We had to have a pool.
Fantastic, fantastic. So by having the extra house and the extra income, no problems on getting the pool loan, I'm sure.
Correct.
All right. Excellent. Okay. Let's talk about house number two, your second home. You said you purchased this just recently here this month, right?
Yes, sir. So I found that at in December. I actually found this one on the MLS. So just looking around myself, I found this one. I think they were asking $55,000. I bought it for $49,500. I had it valued at $140,000 after repair value, and that's what it came in with the hard money loan. We came right in at $140,000.
Okay, so you did your homework. You figured it's worth $140,000, and then you had an actual appraised value of $140,000 in writing?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Wow. How about the rehab on the home?
So this one has a pretty big rehab. We're right around $50,000, right below $50,000.
Yeah.
So we have it down to the studs now. It needed some foundation work. It needs we put a new roof on it. That's complete. Electrical. So pretty much the whole deal. All new inside, all new cosmetics, all new siding.
Yeah, you find a house that's that cheap in the 50 range, you know it's going to need some rehab. So you had to tear it down in the studs, put a new roof on it. But with that, essentially you're buying it for, wow, maybe a third, a little less than a third of the appraised value. What were your closing costs on, or what's your out of pocket, I guess?
I projected it was going to be around $10,000. I think we might be up towards the $14,000 when it's all said and done.
Okay. Out of pocket. So $14,000 out of pocket, and I think that's where our listeners probably don't understand exactly what we're doing. So you utilized hard money, and they loaned based on the $140,000 appraised value after repaired value, ARV, right? So if they're loaning you 75% of that, you can see how your out of pocket expenses come way down. So
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, Nate, that looks like a 300% return. Let's see, 14 equity capture, what, about 30,000? So, your return on capital gain, that's several hundred percent.
Yeah, not too bad, huh?
Welcome to the over 100% return club. How many times have you done that in the stock market?
Never. This one's really exciting, especially to see it go from how rough it is to how nice it's going to be, and then the equity that we're going to have in it, and then it's going to cash flow. You know, it's going to have monthly cash flow as well, around $400 a month.
No fear on buying a house that was this damaged?
I mean, as long as the numbers work, it doesn't matter to me. And then, you know, seeing other members do it, I've gone through a lot of case studies. Again, having my mentor, like, that's been really helpful. So, no, as long as the numbers work, then it works for me.
Speaking of numbers, how'd you do you found this yourself on the MLS. So one thing that shows for people listening, yes, there's still deals out there, even in as hot a market as Dallas-Fort Worth. So you found it, and then how did you analyze the home? What did you use to crunch the numbers?
So we use Quest that y'all offer. So with Quest, it helps us find comps, right? Find different houses that have sold in the market. So that's what we use, and we use that for the rental as well, for the rent income.
So you were able to do the analysis, and you knew what this home should rent for once it was repaired and stabilized.
Correct.
Outstanding. What? How long did it take you to run the quest?
Oh, they're pretty quick. I mean, half hour at the very most when I'm pretty analytical, so it probably takes me a little bit longer than some other people.
Right. Did you question your math on the quest? Did you kind of look at it when you saw how big a return this was going to be? Did you second guess yourself, or what were your thoughts?
Well, then I just go back, and I double check, and make sure that my radius is set correctly, make sure I'm not looking too far out for houses. So, I want to make sure it's right and make sure that everything goes smooth once I pull the trigger.
Did you send it to your mentor to review?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, start to finish, you're finding this, you're doing the math, it's starting to look really good. You send it to your mentor. How long did it take for the mentor to come back and say, this looks good to me as well?
Oh, within the same day for sure. I mean, not long. He's very responsive.
Yeah. For me, I think once I would have it in writing, that type A on my side would start kicking in, right? Your heart rate goes up a little bit. You're like, holy cow, I'm gonna double my money in this deal and add another $400 per month. I found it on the MLS, and then kind of that back of the mind for me would start going, who else is looking at this deal? Because when you find something like that, the fear, right, is that someone else is going to take this thing out from under you. So what, about half a day, and then you made the phone call to say, yes, I want to buy this?
Yeah. Yeah, and there was multiple offers on this house.
Oh, there were? Okay. Did you have to offer more than they were asking?
No, I didn't. So they wanted 55 for it. I offered 45 to start with.
Yeah.
And then I came up to 49.5. Once, actually, I had my contractor meet me out there and look over the house. And once we had some solid numbers, I came up the additional money that they wanted.
Outstanding. So $14,000, you more than doubled that in your equity capture, and you said this should cash at 400 plus per month. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I believe it's around 430.
430. We got a few seconds here. See if I can do this. 430 times 12. That's $5,100 in additional income a year, divided by 14,000. Cash on cash return of 37%. Outstanding. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Hope everybody's having a great Sunday out there. Again, if you have any real estate questions at all, real estate investing questions, I'm here to help. Send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. Nate, we were talking and we left off on the fact that essentially you had made well over 100% return on your investment on house number 2. It's going to cash flow an additional, what, approximately 400 or so. So what's that make your, in 1 year, what's your added annual cash flow? You said you started this to add more money to the bottom line.
Yeah, so both houses combined, I mean, we're over $8,000 for the year.
That's
super helpful.
Yeah. Nice. All in 1 year, and then about 42,000 equity capture. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So you added 42,000 to your net worth. And if I'm doing the math right, I took some notes here. Looks like, okay, so your out of pocket was about 54 on the two houses. You captured 42,000 in equity capture by buying the two houses. So if I did 40, let's see, that's about an 80% return just on the equity capture. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah.
So if you're listening out there, essentially, Nate added 42,000 to his net worth in 1 year with 54,000 invested out of pocket. Now that 54,000 doesn't go away. It's still in those houses. And that's going to appreciate. It's cash flowing and an additional 11,000 per year. So, Nate, congratulations. That's a great return.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I mean, that helps propel me into my plan. So, plan on keeping it going.
Excellent. Are you attending the expo this year? Do you have plans to attend our real estate expo in Houston?
Yeah, I'll plan on being there. I went there last year. Very helpful. A lot of different learning experiences. The workshops that they're running are great. So they do a lot of case studies. And then the networking. I mean, that's, you learn a lot too, just from talking to people and hearing about what they're doing and how they're doing it and who they're using.
The networking is huge because you get to meet so many people. And really what we do, it's a people business. We have folks that help us along the way. You had mentioned how your mentor really helped you on these two houses. So the networking piece is massive. But I remember my first expo I went to, and it was an eye-opener. So for you listeners out there, you can get more information at Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2021. Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2021. I'm telling you, this is the best real estate investor expo in the country. And I'm not the only one saying it. You could talk to people who've attended. So if you've got any plans to see what we do, how we do, connect with people, learn how to become a real estate investor, learn how to become retired at any age, you should look into the Lifestyles Expo. I believe it's scheduled for the end of April there. So Nate, your team, tell me about your team, because you didn't, how much rehab did you do yourself?
Yeah, I haven't done anything. Well, I take that back. I did clean the air conditioning unit out. I went and hosed it off, so that was really hard. But they did all the work. You know, me working 40, 50 hours a week, I don't want anything to do with these properties working on them. So thankfully, also, you know, me coming to this new area, living in the DFW area, I didn't know anybody. So the vendor program has been huge to me. I used, for the lending, I used Kerry Dunham with Capital Concepts.
Yeah.
Super responsive guy. Very nice. You know, willing to answer all my dumb questions I ask and help out. So he's done my hard money loan and then the refinances on these properties. And then Blake Johnson with Finishing Touches. If you listen to this radio show and other DFW people are on here, you're going to hear his name because he's top notch and does a ton of houses. I've worked with a lot of contractors, and you usually have to watch them step by step and really be on them. I've had to fire them too. Blake, you don't have to. The communication and just knowing that things are getting done, it was great. So I visited the property just kind of see what was going on, but it was always on track.
Blake's got a great team, and he is a great communicator. I think he does. He caters to real estate investors, which is what sets him apart. He's not just a GC for everybody, really, but he's got a great team, and I believe he does 200 to 250 rehabs a year, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other thing with him, too, that he was really helpful for is he knew what the house needed, right? So we didn't have to worry about putting extra money into it, you know, trying to do things that weren't going to bring value back. or missing things. He knew what needed done.
That's a great point, because he's talked me out of things on houses. And it, you would think that a GC would say, yeah, we want to do as much as possible so I can get paid as much as possible. It's as big a rehab as possible. But he's not that guy. He'll tell you, hey, in this neighborhood, you don't need to do that. You don't need granite countertops. You'd be the only person with granite countertops in the whole neighborhood. And for our listeners out there, you may be saying, what's wrong with granite countertops? Nothing. But again, this is an investment, best product, best price. So yeah, that's a great point, Nate, that Blake will, he takes it, he tells you what you're going to do and what color the walls are going to be, right?
Absolutely. Great guy to work with. Lee Siegel with Integrity Insurance. I quoted a few different people out. Some other vendors really in the same range. But he just got back to me first and I went with him, and he's been really good, really responsive.
Lee does a great job. And so what was the first thing? Did he talk to you about the roofs? You've already bought one roof on one of these properties, but did he talk to you about that in regards to all the hailstorms we get here in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Roof's kind of a big thing for insurance companies, especially like you said, with the hailstorms. Thankfully, that house that I used them on just got a roof like a couple days before we closed on it. So he does ask a few questions, but very basic stuff that was easy to get the info for.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Lee does a great job. And in fact, everyone on your team that you mentioned are real good. They're just patient. They're going to answer the same questions from everybody, right? From dozens of people have the same questions, but they're happy to answer them. They're happy to walk you through the process. Are you self-managing your properties?
So I am. And the reason I decided to do that is because, you know, with the lifestyles model, our goal is to fix everything. So if the numbers don't work with fixing everything in the house, then I don't buy the house. So I want to make sure that everything's in top-notch condition so that it's not breaking down and I'm not getting phone calls. But I did use a property management company to help me get it leased. So again, my time is short, right? I don't have a lot of time to offer with five kids and working. So
yeah.
What they did was they put it on the market for me. They helped decide, you know, what it should be rented for because they know the market. So they kind of let you know where they think it should be. Put it on the market. They do all the showings. They take all the applications through their website, and then they actually vet them. So they'll do the background checks, and they'll do the income verification, and then they send you a package of, hey, here's this guy or gal, and this is our recommendation. And then they actually do the contract. Once you decide who you want in there, they help you with the contract as well.
Wow. What a great service. So they're kind of doing all the heavy lifting, getting the resident, helping you choose the resident and vetting the resident. So you're not having to deal with that. So basically you're just getting an email and they're saying, we recommend to approve this application. Is that what you got?
Yes, sir. And then they have all the info there. If you want to double check and read through all that information, it's there for you to look at.
Who did that for you?
I'm Nikki.
Oh, okay. Leah. Outstanding. Nice. So what's your strategy now, Nate? What are the plans going forward?
So what I really want to do is double my money on every house that I buy. And I'm planning to buy 3 more houses this year, so that put me at 5. And then I want to start, I'm only holding for a year is my plan. So I want to double my money every year on every house. And I should be able to retire I probably could retire in 3, but I plan on working another 4 to 5 years tops.
Okay. So you got plan, you want to double your money. You're off to a great start. You were close, right? You 52, 54 out of pocket and you made 42. So you're off to a great start. You're building that legacy. Nate, I want to thank you for coming on the show. For the rest of you listeners out there, what's holding you back? Join the game. Have fun. Add that additional income. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.